Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Press lips and a crowd to please. So hot, back and mouths to feed. 3, 2, let's go. Pick up the corses, let's roll. Make it rain like we're from the tropics. Drip drop, hot gossip on my lips. A, B, let's see. Are you ready? So hungry. There's no need to talk about it. You already know we all about it. And when we go all in. There's only one way to talk about it. Shooting shit like a talkaholic. And when we go, you go. Set, let's go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back, everybody. Happy New Year. You know, I wanted to start off this year with, you know, all this new content and all this stuff, and then everyone in my house has gotten sick. We celebrated Christmas, and it was like one family went down. It was like Hawaii all over again. One family went down, the next family went down, and I was just bracing myself for us to go down. And sure enough, well, I didn't, thankfully, and neither did Riley, but my mother-in-law was sick and Piper started getting sick. So I was running from house to house, just dropping off medicines at front doors and food. And so I really haven't had a chance to sit down and just talk to you guys and tell you all about the holidays and everything. But I will be back for sure next week. So this week is one of my favorite episodes. I want you guys to really get to know my sisters again. If you haven't listened, it's going to be the sister episode where you get to know Jackie and Jessica. They're going to be on a lot this year. And I want to know, I've said this multiple times, but tell me what you guys want to hear. Tell me who you guys want on. You know, I'm not like famous or anything, so it's hard for me to get cool guests. I'm not cool. So I normally have, you know, family on, friends on, but you know, maybe I can start to reach out to some people and hopefully get an answer back. Let me know what you want to hear more about, and I just can't wait to really kick off this year starting next week. Anyhow, I love you guys all so much. New year, same us, but just better versions, right? Love you all and enjoy the show. Today I have my two beautiful sisters, Jessica and Jackie. I hope you can tell their voices apart, but hello, Jessica.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Jackie.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, I feel like you guys are distinct. It's good.
Okay. Yeah.
I was worried that we were all going to sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're going to get to know each personality very well, especially as the weeks go on. But thank you guys for coming.
So far,
I've had Mom on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Riley.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I've had Mom on twice and now Riley and now you guys. But I think it's
so
good.
Special.
I know. I want.
Thank you.
It's funny. You guys. Well, first of all, you guys never listened to my last podcast.
I did.
No. I meant like the podcast I was on beforehand.
No. Oh, no. I have a confession to make.
You've never once listened.
I like, it was one episode and then I was like, I couldn't.
You couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
And it's not, it wasn't for everybody.
Yeah.
But you guys listened to this one.
Yes. Okay. As soon as on Monday morning, it's like play. First, it's like 6 a.m. play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like the first
I
one
love
listening.
You. Thank you.
No, I am.
You're the only two. I'm just kidding. No. And this is your guys' first time being on a podcast.
Ever. Yes.
Yeah, we're not cool like you.
Yeah.
So I agree. Can I say what you guys do or like give them an idea? I don't know. I wasn't sure if like you guys can do it. But so
I think so.
Jess, you want to tell them what you do? Or what you, this is exciting.
I know.
So tell them what happened or do this new job.
Yes. So the pandemic was a perfect eye-opening experience, right?
Yeah.
And it was like that moment where I was like, all right, I've got to jump ship. Like I cannot be here anymore, you know? So
just because of like what you were actually doing or the people or just
the all work, of it. All of it. Yeah. Yep. So left my other job and now I work for a car company, a startup. I'm a project manager for Rivian. So it's an EV startup, which I'm so excited about. Like this is like, I feel like my life changed.
Yeah. And yeah, and cool. Rivian, so he's basically, or the RJ. CEO,
yeah.
RJ, is Elon Musk is and Tesla's like rival, or it's about to be the next sort of it's like competitor, right? Yeah.
But the way that we see it is we actually want as many people producing cars, like EVs, as possible. So, because it's good for the environment,
right?
And so it's good for challenging other companies to be better, right? So it's good to have as many car companies as we can out there with EVs. So it's
just
it's
going
good.
All electric. Yeah,
yeah, it is. So it's really exciting.
Oh my gosh. I'm so just, proud of you.
Oh, I'm
I have to say, yep, Sally, we're drinking a little champagne because, you know, we always drink.
That's what.
Cheers. So Jessica and I are 6 years apart. Yeah. You're 30, because I can't do math. You're 38.
I'm sorry. I don't do math either. I think it's 28, you said?
Jessica's been married for
17 years.
Right? And has three kids.
Yes.
And so together.
You? 20, though.
Yeah, it's crazy.
A long yes. time.
And so you never finished college.
Right.
And I feel like that's
something I met him at 18. Like it was kind of like it was kind of hard to do college.
In a bar because you had a fake ID.
It was hard to do college because you had a boyfriend.
No, it wasn't that. Funny. No, because I wasn't. I was in Phoenix. Remember?
Yeah.
So you college is hard in Phoenix.
And I was working for the airline. Ew, don't be judgy.
It's just funny.
You're gross. I don't like you.
It's funny.
No, I was working full time. Dad wasn't going to. Oh.
What? It's okay.
Oh. And Dad, we couldn't afford it. So I had to like pay for it.
Just to give you guys like a sort of a quick history. Like we lived with my dad for about 7 years. For me, it was 7 years.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas. So we basically lived with my mom in California. Mm-hmm. My parents got a divorce and then, you know, shit hit the fan. And then we ended up living with my dad in Las Vegas for a while. And we all did a lot of like our younger years, basically.
High school.
You did
high school.
Right. You did high school. Right. I did elementary, middle school, and a little bit of high school. Jackie did middle school and high school. And so when Jessica graduated, she ended up, you did a little bit of community college, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you ended up going and working with Southwest.
Yep, exactly.
Right.
Straight. Well, America West and then Southwest. But yeah, it was
you
airline.
Were working. And
I wanted to try, I wanted to be like Dad because he was, you know, station manager, you know.
My dad worked at an airlines really all of his life.
And all of our whole family did.
Right.
El tío. Mexicana, right? So we grew up on airplanes.
Dan and Delta.
So all we ever knew was travel, and I loved
the airline. That whole industry.
And I loved to just get on a plane and go.
And our stepmom did too.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Nance,
that's how they met. Yeah,
Yeah.
So basically, you ended up not going to school,
right?
And then you ended up working. So you basically
full
just
time.
I worked. You always worked.
And
then you met your husband. Mm-hmm. And then you had babies at a really young age.
23.
You were like, yeah. And then you basically fast forward and here we are. And you, I think the message that I want to get across is that I think you were just so nervous and you always had like, sort of like a complex that you didn't go to school because we're going to get to Jackie soon, who is like literally has her master's in everything.
Right. So and it's like that chip on your shoulder, right? Like you have something to prove to everybody. So you're always willing to work a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. You're always willing to...
And like you said, like you always like you wanted to fake it till you made it.
Right.
And then Riley told you...
Fake it till you become it.
Fake it until you become it, which that's is awesome. And
that's my motto, like to be on that yeah. really is. I'm like, so I'm in a new industry that I don't... Like,
so you got hired. You basically doubled your salary.
Right.
And it's just like...
Life-changing.
It's life-changing. Yeah.
Plus, I have an impact on an organization. So now, like, whereas before, like, your voice
gets...
And on the world. Yeah. Yes, and I'm doing something that is making a positive impact on the world.
Yeah.
For our babies.
Like our
future generations. Like, I feel
it's
like
huge.
I can go to work and I'm, like, proud of what I do. Like, you know, it's, like, purpose.
I just love that. I just love the fact that, you know... And I'm not saying that you shouldn't go to school. I'm just saying that it's just so great that there is a path for people that maybe if you didn't go to school, mm-hmm. you can still be successful. I mean, look at mom, you know, she was on a few weeks ago where she was saying how she didn't even, you know, obviously finish high school and look at her now. And she's just like killing it. And it's like, there is a way where there's a will, there's a way.
And I feel like our parents gave us such a grit kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. Like they really,
they did. Like we had a hustle.
We all did. We keep your head down
and work
and you work.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And Jackie. Okay. Yes. So Jackie and I are 4 years apart and tell them a little bit about your story, where you work and sort of how you got there.
So I am a project manager as well, but I'm in the IT healthcare industry. So I work for a children's hospital in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Very vague, but specific.
Right.
There's only two, really.
Yes. And I started, I went to college. Mm-hmm. I got my BA at Cal State Fullerton. And then I went and I was like, what the hell am I going to do with my life? And I was debating if I wanted to get a law degree and become a lawyer or continue down like the business path. So I decided I'm going to get my MBA. So I went back to school. I got my first master's.
But you also did like semester at sea.
Yes.
Like you went to Spain and studied abroad. I mean, you had ants in your pants, but since like I can remember.
Since I was 13.
Yeah.
Like I was always spending the night. Yeah. At friends' houses. I was never home.
You were part of student council. You were senior vice president. You were just like go, go, go.
Nonstop.
And it's weird because you don't have ADD. Like, it's not like
I think I might.
Do you think so?
Maybe a little bit. Like, I get ants in my pants. Like, I don't like quiet. Like, something has to be, like, happening or, like, something has to be on.
But you love your naps, girl. Don't even lie. Like, you love that nap time.
Don't mess with my nap time, okay? My kids nap, I nap.
Yeah.
I've always been like that.
I still like a good nap.
Me too. They're taboo. Naps are taboo.
No.
And I feel like if you can nap... Take that nap.
The Italian side in us comes out.
We
like our siesta. Okay?
Well, in Argentina, they closed down.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but the studies just came out saying that you should nap. They say that if you exert a lot of energy, like in meetings or something, it's okay to take like a 15 minute nap because it'll help you recharge.
The problem is when those 15 minutes turn into like an hour.
Right.
and then ding, ding, ding. Yeah. All the messages.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So going back. So Jackie went to basically Spain. You went to study abroad in Spain. And then you went to,
semester at sea. Yes.
Which is insane.
Yeah. I got to live on a boat with 700 other students and traveled literally around the world.
So my mom and I took Jackie to the Bahamas where they basically were going to leave from there.
Yep.
And Jackie met all these friends
that you're still friends with today.
Awesome. Yeah. Tell them about the equator.
Oh.
How they would...
Oh, yeah. It was called Neptune Day. Mm-hmm. And so when it's like a tradition on the boat that when you pass the equator and we had just left Brazil and we were going down to Africa. We were going to South Africa to Cape Town. And so it's like a 7-day travel. And there's one day when you cross the equator and it's called Neptune Day. And it was like so each floor in the boat, like, or on the ship, we all were separated into different seas. And like, we were like, it was, it was like a competition day. And so
this feels very like real world road rules.
Oh,
like,
I love it. On a ship.
On a ship. Yeah. Yes. So semester at sea was on road rules.
Oh, it
and
was?
Yes.
Oh
my gosh. And that's where I like saw it. I think I was like 12 or 13. Wait. And like it just stuck in my brain.
Oh,
I was
wait.
Like,
I remember that.
How to old do that. Were you when you went? How old were you at semester at sea? Because weren't you one of the older ones?
Yes.
You
could,
Listener.
Not trying to call you out, but I technically turned 23
dang
on the boat.
Girl. And everyone was what? Like in their 20s?
19, 20, 21. Oh, and I was like, 23.
You're like, I'm the only one that can legally drink. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone was like turning 21.
Anyway, sorry.
Okay, so each like floor or like... Yeah, it was like second floor, third floor, fifth floor, or whatever. They all had colors, and it was like a full day of like activities, and like we did like synchronized swimming. Like one, like there was like a talent show. It was so much fun. But one of the events was also that you had to shave. It was like a whole tradition where I can't even remember
the story behind.
Yeah, and then there was like a king, like the captain that came out with like he was like I don't know, like the king, like
I
don't know, I can't remember. It was 13 years ago, and people would shave their head,
and they were. I remember you having photos of it, but everyone was like sitting on the outside, sort of like top deck.
Yes, it was on the top deck, and then
everyone was sitting there, and they would just shave
the teachers.
The teachers shaved
and there was
the
there
heads.
Was chicks too that were doing
everybody.
It.
Everybody,
yes.
Is this like?
It's like
that's weird. I would not shave my head. I'm sorry.
But you
I
also
would not.
Wouldn't be on a boat.
Yeah, I would. I would have died if I would.
See, totally. I get very claustrophobic, and I think being on a boat for that long would freak me out.
The exploring the
it
world.
Wasn't too bad. I mean, the boat. It wasn't even a boat. It was a ship. It was like a cruise ship.
Yeah,
and it was big enough. You didn't feel
like you were. Yeah.
But
literally
oh, so
in the
there
middle
was
of
like
the ocean.
When we were leaving Malaysia to go to Hong Kong, we had to go really fast because you're in like pirate waters. So like for like 3 hours or 4 hours or whatever it
did
was.
Did they tell you over the intercom? Like,
it was
hey,
like,
they
just
so you know,
tight, we are going fast. And I don't know, like the knots or whatever it was called, like how fast we were going.
Ooh, were you like, this is like an
it was
adventure.
Like, it was an adventure. We're like, we're in pirate waters. Like, this is wild.
That's insane.
Imagine if we had Instagram back then.
Yeah, I know.
We would have been.
We had Facebook was starting to like become more popular. MySpace was still. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. Oh, now we're dating ourselves.
I really just dated myself.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
That is so fun though.
Yeah,
you've lived because you guys went to how many countries or what?
15, 16. I don't know. It was a lot of countries.
It was so much.
What was your high and low on that trip?
Peaking your pit.
Oh geez. I don't know.
I can tell you some that I remember.
I went skydiving.
Do you remember when you ran off the cliff?
Oh, that was another story. That it was so embarrassing.
That wasn't either? That was
no,
another trip?
That was another trip
Janet.
To Brazil. I
okay,
know. But so, I went with Barbie was on that trip too.
No, Jess, you know how they do parasailing?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You jump off a cliff.
Right.
And then it's supposed to basically like...
But yeah. You literally have to run and jump off a cliff.
No. No,
yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
No,
and I was
and you
riding
have to
tandem.
Hope that the
you
that
have to
the
hope.
Wings
I don't,
basically
I don't.
Will, you know, law
no,
of attraction.
It was parasailing. So
was
it was a parachute.
Was?
Yeah, it wasn't the
oh.
It wasn't hang gliding.
Right.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. I'm not much of an outdoorsy kind of gal, but she basically ran and the parachute didn't
open. We slipped. And the parachute like kind of goes up and then it just like falls back down and like crashes on the hill. And we fell like, I don't know, like a few hundred feet. Maybe?
No.
Yes.
And I, like an idiot, wore sandals.
You
so
are
I,
an idiot.
I think the The guy like must we when we were running down the hill and he like stepped on my sandal and we like ate shit.
No.
Anyway, so we had to climb back up the hill because the only way down
okay,
the walk of shame
to do it again.
Oh, no.
And so I
had to.
Yeah, at this point, I'm freaking out.
This is in Brazil.
Barefoot at this point? You're like, okay, let's not do that again.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. I think he must have like zip tied him or something onto my foot.
Oh, I'm mortified. Like the Flintstone feet. Yes. All I see is Flintstone feet.
But that was really cool because we were like in Brazil, we were, it was in, oh my God.
How have I never heard this story before?
And it was like, we jumped off the cliff and then we landed on the, like the sand by the beach.
Oh my.
It was so amazing.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, I have a story for days.
No, Jackie has traveled.
You are. You're,
Jackie has traveled the world.
Like you went Great Wall of China.
Yeah, we were in China.
Yeah, and then you're. I went to
India.
I remember that one.
What's it called? Where they stole all your guys' shoes? Remember? At the
they stole in India.
Yeah, the Taj Mahal.
At the Taj Mahal, they basically all these like little kids were stealing everyone's shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to take your shoes off in order to go inside.
To go inside, and our shoes got stolen.
And then what if you went swimming with sharks?
Yeah,
because I was telling Liam
about skydiving. Yeah.
Do you remember? Because I was telling Liam when we were in Hawaii, I'm like, you know what your mom did?
And now he tells me, he's like, we're going to jump together.
Oh,
he says he wants
to
be a fighter pilot.
See, that's the question, though. And we're going to get back to what you do and everything, but this is just, it's too much fun and too fascinating. But how do you feel about your kids sort of following in your footsteps of wanting to travel?
So there, on the semester at sea, there is... what's called lifelong learners. So you as like a parent or just an observer, like right now us three could go on semester at sea for 4 months and go as lifelong learners. So you also like take classes with the students.
I would
so
do it.
Yes. My kids will go on there, but I will also be on
and
the
I
boat
will be on
the
there
ship. Yeah.
Cause you need help.
Yeah, absolutely.
You need help
as a lifelong learner.
What? And then can I take my kids?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, so, even my kids.
Yeah.
Everyone gets grandfathered in because of that? Or
no, you can just sign up. Yeah, you can apply.
Oh.
And you can go.
Interesting.
I love it.
If any of you guys are listening, you want to do that.
Wait, but then you have to stay. Wait, do they like section you guys off? Because I don't want to be with the smell of kids. I'm too old for that.
It's like a cruise ship. Like you would just
have
pay
your
room and board, and you would hang out with like a bunch of college students.
That's wild.
Whoa.
Anyways.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Jackie's had stories. Okay. Well, I'm sure we're going to get to way more, but
fast forward. So I went to school, I got my master's, and then I started working as a consultant for a small company. And then that led me to today, where now I'm an IT project manager for a hospital for kids. And it's been amazing. You don't see a lot of women in IT. So it's really cool to be kind of in this industry and making a little bit of a change, especially being one, a woman, and two, Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't see that a lot.
Right.
So it's rewarding, right? Like waking up and going to do something that I know is
going to make a difference.
Like, I'm not like primary. I'm not like taking care of kids. Mm-hmm. But knowing that like my job helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you feel like because you were there during COVID,
whole time.
At least working during COVID.
Yeah.
How was that working at a children's hospital?
It's humbling, especially when you have your own children and you have two little ones and you just thank God every single day for their health. You don't take for granted, you know, those little things. And I was just fortunate enough to have a job.
Yeah. And I remember when all this was going down, we kept asking Jackie, like, are there any like cases?
Right.
Are the kids okay? And Jackie's like, no, mm-hmm. like none yet. And then finally you're like, oh my God, we had our first case. And it was like, everything was on lockdown. And it was like, it got serious real quick.
Real quick.
And how has it been?
So it's with everything shut down, you don't have as many accidents. You don't have as many children getting sick. Right. You don't have kids in school, right? Where they would normally get sick.
Uh-huh.
And so our census was very low throughout COVID. But now that things are starting to open up again, our numbers are going up. So there's a direct correlation between like being fully open in hospitals for children. Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
Well, I commend you both for what you do and how you're helping the world. I may not be doing as much
directing
for the world.
You have Piper.
Yes. But here we are. And I think what's beautiful about it is that, you know, this whole like women supporting women and
I'm big about, we really do. We right now is the time where we need to support each other. And I feel like even with the wages, you know, like the disparity between like what men get paid versus women, like there really is. And I try to make sure like wherever I go, like you make a difference, right? Mm-hmm. Like you make a positive impact. So if you can help the next woman coming into that role or that position, make it a little bit better for her, help her out, make sure she's successful, right? We have to help each other out.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's just what we do.
I know, we have to.
Especially now.
I know. And as moms, I feel like during COVID, did you guys feel like did your relationships or you guys as parents or as employers get affected? Like what part do you think got more affected or where did you put more emphasis during COVID? Like throughout that year, like where do you feel like you really just like gave your energy towards?
Liam and Sophia, 4 and 2, almost 3 now.
Sorry. So Jackie has been married for 7 years and then you guys have 2 kids.
Yes.
So
COVID
times
with a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old, well, it was a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
I didn't have school. So it was kind of like nothing really changed for us. So it was more about working from home, finding the new normal with your little kids at your door, knocking, banging on the doors, their little fingers going underneath the door because they knew you were there. I was like, right. Mommy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're like trying to adjust to like that life. I think it was hard on the marriage because you're constantly together.
Working.
Yeah, and working. But then I had to go into the office still. So then it was like Tim kind of got more of the childcare duties. And I think that was stressful. Mm-hmm. So
did you guys talk about it? Like, okay.
This
is what we're going to try to do.
No, it's just every day. It's like, okay, what's your schedule like? What are you going to do? Okay, can you pick them up? Okay, I'll drop them off. Right. I'll do this. And luckily I have amazing mother-in-laws that help me with the kids like during the week. So that also helped a lot. Yeah. But it's still hard.
Mm-hmm. We're not out of it. And not just that, but now it's like, okay, now reverting back to what now this new normal is of going back to work and like, okay, now everything's opening up again. So what is this new sort of schedule going to look like? And like, do you feel like the kids felt it at all? Did you feel like
So we both have such a different experience, right? Because you have littles and mine are...
So Jessica's they're...
Charlotte's 15, Madeline's 12 and a half, and then Luke's 10. So I had
like three kids fully in school.
In school. So I've got a high schooler, Madeline trying to finish sixth grade, and then Luke doing fourth, you know? So it was... And then working full-time. Right. From my room. So the same kind of questions, same thing. They'd run in with the laptop. Mom, I can't get on the Wi-Fi. And my computer's not working. I'm like,
it happens.
Oh, I think I downloaded a virus. the excuses.
That was Luke for sure.
Oh, it was always Luke. It was always Luke, right? And so he'd come in and I'd be in the middle of a meeting and he'd come in and be like, Mom. And I'm looking at the camera, you know, and I'm trying.
Yeah.
And it was,
and you're
it
like,
was,
please hold. And then like,
and I'm like, what? What do you want? He's like, oh, I just wanted to let you know that I finished my assignment and I'm going to go take a break now. You know, and it was like, dude, I love you. Thanks. But I'm in the middle of something, you know?
Dude.
And the problem that I faced was companies didn't really, they didn't care.
Nobody stopped.
No. It was like the expectation. They kept thinking that because we were work from home, we weren't working. So then they were driving us to the point of like exhaustion, like just to the brink, right?
Yeah.
So you're working morning, day,
maybe
and
that's
night.
Why you ended up trying to get a new job, because you're like, this is exhausting. Well,
and it's hard to check out because your laptop's right there.
It's right there.
Yes. Your work yep. is your bedroom. Yeah. Like you sleep where you work.
Like, right. Okay, or you're in the living room.
Okay, I'll just check one more email. Okay, okay. After this email, I'll shut it down.
Which they did say that you should separate where you sleep from where you work.
Ideally, but I know.
Obviously,
you
during COVID, it was like a shit show.
Well, and then so the problem was now I have three kids all on Zoom. We were maxing out our Wi-Fi. I mean, it was crashing all the time. And then the funny thing
is, it's like the Wi-Fi lottery. Like, you get Wi-Fi today.
No,
you
get Wi-Fi it was today. Horrible because we would all get. It would crash at the same time.
And you
would
all run yelling.
Out at the same time. And you're like, the Wi-Fi went out. So it was like, so then I'd have to like tell the teachers, no, it's not a lie. It really did go out. I was in a meeting and even mine went out. Like, you want to talk about struggles? Like, these were things that we would have ever experienced before. Yeah. Right.
And how do you feel like your marriage did during all this?
Oh, same as Jack's.
It struggled.
It's still a challenge because I'm home with them all day long. So I'm still juggling working, taking care of the kids and I never leave, and he leaves and to go to work. By
the way, no one talks about the meals. Oh, how many meals they eat and how much food,
and like all of it.
It's not like they're off and they're going to be fed somewhere. No, it's like, I'm hungry. I want a snack. And then it's like, fuck, okay, you got to give them this. You got to give them that.
And that doesn't go away. Right. Just because they get older, they're still like, mom, can I do this?
So you're now a full-time working person, a cafeteria person. Right.
Mom. That's basically what my kid, that's what it is.
And it just never ends.
Nope.
Charlotte and Madeline are a little more self-sufficient because they're older. But Luke, it's still a little like... A little kid, like you have to still like
and
help
his
him.
Personality too. Like he just loves.
He likes to be baby.
He does. He's the baby. He does.
Yeah, he's the boy.
He milks it a little bit. So,
how was your? I mean, how do you feel your relationship?
See, I feel like I'm like in a totally on a totally different island than you guys.
Right.
Like I understand it and I've seen it and I hear people talk about it, but because she was literally a newborn, and I didn't have to work. It was like, I felt like the difference. I felt like this is what I would be doing anyway. Right. And then I was almost happy that like, now you guys all got to stay home with me, you know? And when I heard
your dream come true.
Everyone's losing their job. We're all on unemployment.
Yay!
And I just felt like I'm not alone. Is that crazy? I felt like I'm not alone. And it was like, okay, we're all home. Figuring it out.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. So, I mean, there obviously are times when it's hard because it was like, you know, you don't want to bring your newborn with other people. Right, and even though this is the time like when everyone wants to just like love on them and care for them. And granted, we did sort of talk about it beforehand and we, you know, not isolated with each other. What was the word?
Quarantine
with each other. How did I already forget the word?
I know, right?
Quarantine with each other because we decided, look, we're always with each other anyways.
But we assessed our risk level. So as a family, we knew who, like, and we have, you know, like we've got compromised immune systems, right? So we needed to know who was in and who was out and where was our risk. So, so we calculated it. We talked about it as a family, like everybody was on board. So it was done in a responsible way, I would say.
For sure.
A lot of people were like, no, there's no way. But I felt like we knew if we were around somebody else, we would quarantine in our house for, you know, before we went out. Like, so it was really responsible.
And because Riley is in the whole hospitality industry.
And so is Ryan.
I feel like,
and Ryan too.
Yeah,
your husband was
too.
Working.
I feel like the husbands were the X factor.
They were. Oh, and Tim, wasn't Tim, and you were too. So
me
we,
too. Yeah, because too, I, yeah, going
into the hospital.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, we had our moments where we're like, maybe we shouldn't hang out this week
or
something.
Oh, no, that was
plenty.
There were plenty of times where we were like, nope.
Just such a crazy time.
I know.
It's so wild. But I'm so thankful that we have each other and that we live so close and we're able to do these things because I feel like a lot of families, you know,
didn't get to.
Yeah. No, and I'm getting messages from people like in Canada, so that still haven't seen their family. Yeah, because they're still locked down, and a lot of parts are still locked down. So people are still going through it. Like,
what would you say is the biggest lesson that you've learned from this? Like, what is your takeaway? Like, what is it that you're going to walk away and say, post-COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's sort of all encompassing for me. Mm-hmm. I think it was like, you know, between the pandemic and between having a newborn child and career shifting and all of that, I think it's almost just about remembering what's important in life. And remembering, you know, who's important in your life, mm-hmm. and cherishing those moments and those people, and knowing that, you know, and people always say it, tomorrow's not guaranteed. No, it really isn't.
Right.
We lost so many family members, mm-hmm. like
yeah.
mm-hmm. back to back. And it's like, yeah, that shit happens and it happens fast.
Mm-hmm. And it happened.
Yeah. And it happened. And it's yeah. like, that's important. Like yeah. if it I was lost humbling. Any of, it was humbling and it
brought us to our knees and it made us really appreciate life. Like,
yeah.
And that's,
and I think like that we all learned that.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, and it's such a, it's a hard lesson, but it's a beautiful lesson to just remember, like,
it was painful though.
I know. And it's still hard. We still have moments, you know?
Oh, it never goes away. Right. When you lose someone, it never goes away.
And I think it's just about, you know, remembering just, okay, every day, cherish it and appreciate the people that you love. Tell them that you love them. And I don't know. I feel like that to me has just sort of been the takeaway of all of it. You know?
I agree. I think also like we're more resilient than what we thought we were. Like everything that we went through as a family, as, you know, just a society, that we can handle a lot.
Yeah. And it's weird how life works. I feel like we all serendipitously are connected and intertwined. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's why like this community, I love it so much, because you feel like you're almost friends with everybody and you're all connected and intertwined.
Right.
And you feel like we all went through this together.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it's
like
a shared experience.
It is.
It's a which is kind of, it's a unique thing.
Like our kids will never know what it was like to go through a pandemic.
Well, we hope not.
Well, let's hope not. Right.
Not.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Let's knock on wood. But it's just that, right? Like Riley and I were just at brunch earlier today and we were walking and there was these two families that were on opposite sides of the street and that you could tell they hadn't seen each other since like pre-pandemic. They ran to each other
right in front.
It was like a movie. And they are crying. The kids are hugging the other people. They're like, oh, they're like holding each other's faces. Like, I haven't seen your face.
I can't believe you witnessed that.
I looked at him and I held his hand and I go, the fact that we're witnessing something like this
is wild.
Is crazy. Like, we're going to see this in movies one day, but like, it's happening.
Beautiful.
Like, people haven't seen each other. Like one of the girls was like looking at the baby like, oh my God, you're so big.
I know.
And it's like, yeah, like the world is, thank God, like opening up a little bit. And so we're seeing this and it's like, it's happening in real time.
But with a different appreciation.
Yeah.
Like for me personally, I appreciate like every meal, every,
yeah.
you know,
oh my
every
gosh.
Time we can
going
get together,
out to dinner is like,
it's glorious,
like
right?
Vacation.
And then now we don't like the masks are a little bit, you know,
yes.
so it's nice to feel like you're
normal,
a little bit normal again.
Yeah. I think the world needed to humble itself a little bit.
For me personally,
I feel like we were going like a little bit too extreme and it was like Mother Nature saying, hey, everyone, mm-hmm. calm
Pause.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like let's reassess here. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. We talk about BetterHelp a lot on the show, and this month we're discussing some of the stigmas around mental health. For example, you know, some people think that you should wait until things are unbearable to go to therapy. Oh, but that's not true. Therapy is a tool to utilize before things get worse, and it can help you avoid those lows. You know, Riley and I, like I had talked about a couple episodes back, have been having, well, we had an issue, a little hookah-lie, and it really brought up a lot of things in our relationship that maybe we weren't talking about. And just talking to somebody that's you know, unbiased, not a family member, that can just sit there and listen to you guys is so beneficial. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Just give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Humble and Hungry listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/humble. That's BETTERHELP.com/humble. Look, there's no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to hair care. A product that works wonders for curls might make straight hair limp and greasy. I've always struggled with hair care. I've always gotten things over the counter that have made my hair really just dry and or too oily. I've just never been able to figure it out until now. And thanks to my Personalized Pros routine, I can honestly say that I've actually never been more in love with my hair. Pros makes custom hair care that's effective because it's personal, using natural ingredients with proven results. Pros customizes every product in your routine from shampoo to supplements. First, Pro starts by asking about you as a person with their in-depth consultation, and Pros ask me just unexpected things like, where do I live? What's my zip code? Do I work out? Like, how many times am I washing my hair? Because it all really does factor in. Then it analyzes all my answers and determines basically what unique blend of ingredients should be in every product of my custom routine. So together, Pros, it got all my hair goals covered. So I got my mask, I got my shampoo with everything that I need, my conditioner for my highlights, because I have highlights and it'll just take like the brassiness out. I mean, I'm telling you, it goes into detail and I love it. And as a carbon neutral certified B Corp, Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. All their ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty free. They're also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral. So if you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care that you've had, they'll even take the products back, no questions asked. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. So take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/humble. That's PROSE.com/humble for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. All right, if you've listened to the show for a while, you know that I'm obsessed with Best Fiends. And in my humble but correct opinion, it's probably the best match three style games by far. And the rest are basically the same game with just different color schemes. So stop crushing the same old candy and try a puzzle game with something fresh to offer. So when Riley and I get in bed, this is our new favorite thing. We will sit there probably for too many hours and we are just playing this game for I don't even know how long. I think I'm on like level 1,020. And he is so competitive. So the guy's not going to bed until he's beating me. But with Best Fiends, you basically play through an actual storyline, complete with good guys, the fiends, and not so good guys, the slugs. Your fiends start out as weeby baby versions of their future selves. So the more you play, the more fiends you join your team, and the more powerful that they become, helping you solve increasingly challenging puzzles as you progress through the game. And I love puzzles. I mean, you can do this on the plane, you can do this before bed, when you got some downtime. I'm telling you, you will love it. And it's an action-packed adventure and a brain-boosting puzzle game all rolled into one. And with new content added all the time, you're never bored. So I'm telling you, I'm pretty up there in the levels. If you guys play, let me know what level you're at. They have thousands of levels with more added all the time. So there's always a fresh challenge waiting for me when I need a mental pick-me-up. So make sure to go download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. All right, everybody, it's a new year, which means we have new resolutions. And for me particularly, I need to stop eating out so much. I want to start cooking at home more, but I also don't want to go to the grocery store 7 times, you know, in 2 weeks just to buy a couple things here and there. But you know what? Factor makes it easy for me to eat clean 24/7 with fresh, never frozen prepared meals that are so delicious, you wouldn't believe they're actually good for you. Factor saves me time by delivering chef-crafted meals to my doorstep, eliminating the hassle of grocery shopping and meal prep. Not to mention cleanup. There's no dishes to wash, all right? So each Factor meal arrives pre-prepared and ready to eat in 2 minutes. That's even faster than ordering in. So Factor tackles the tough stuff, so I don't have to. They're registered dietitians and expert chefs that work hand in hand to create meals with nutritious ingredients and with more than 27 meal options each week, so I'm never bored. So Factor even knows my preferences. They offer vegan and veggie meals, cold-pressed juices, smoothies, energy bites, plant-based bars, extra protein and veggie sides, and more to keep me fueled and focused all day long. I'm telling you guys, this is the way to go. So head to go.factor75.com/plans and use code HUMBLE120 to get $120 off your first 3 weeks of meals. That's code HUMBLE120 at go.factor75.com/plans for $120 off. You're welcome.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We had to learn how to be alone, which is something that a lot of people try to not be alone, right? Like they fill their calendars up and it's constantly go. And now this time it was like, it's you and Netflix and you're sitting there and your refrigerator and this is my house. And after the third month and fourth month and fifth month, and it's like, this is me.
It's funny. I feel like we are homebodies at heart.
I love it.
But with each other.
Right.
But we have some cousins who, and now that the world's opening up, I mean, their calendars are booked out until 2025.
Yeah.
And, and I'm like, how do you guys have plans in October?
Right.
Like, I don't even, I'm free forever. Like I have nothing. No,
and they're like, well, I can do the weekend
they are literally jam-packed, which is a lot of people. Like, they just love to make plans and do things. And I mean,
the chances of me doing something on the weekend
of October 26th is not.
The probability of me being with my family, with like you guys,
that's all we ever do.
Like literally every weekend.
Our poor husbands.
No. Well, I know.
You know, I call Riley my husband. He's not my husband, but our poor men.
No, because they love it.
Nah, do they?
I think they're getting to love it. I don't know. You'll have to ask Tim. That would be a fun conversation.
By the way, That's almost a podcast 10 years right in. There.
10 years.
And almost 20 years in. And you're saying they're just getting to like it. I feel like they
tune it out, to be honest.
We're a lot to handle.
But that's why they tune it out. They're sitting on the couch and they're just like, yeah, let them talk. You know, they don't care.
It's funny because we all married white men.
Right. Yep.
White, American, whatever. Like, we Latinas are like, okay, gringos. Like,
we got with gringos.
Right. Why do you think we got with gringos?
Because I think they were like that spicy fire, hot, and then
we needed a balance.
We need something.
Because you need yin and yang.
Yes.
Yes.
But here's the question. Can that last, though? The yin and yang.
I think it can.
Okay.
But I think you have to be very honest with yourself and your spouse as far as what you want. Because if you're looking for like that crazy passion, like... Every relationship before Riley was insanely passionate.
Right.
Like to the point where it was not healthy.
Yeah.
You know, like you guys remember.
Right.
Every guy before him was like, well, I mean, I got cheated on every single time.
Not every time.
But it was almost. A little.
Like, because I think your picker pecker was off.
Your picker pecker, whatever it's called.
I don't have a pecker, but I got a picker and it was not good.
No, like you just were not picking them right.
No, I was not.
Like, at all.
No. And so for me, I'll say like the passion part, mm-hmm. not that we don't have passion, but it's like, there's like a healthy passion.
Yes.
And then like the not healthy passion.
Yeah.
So for me, I think that it's enough that it's like healthy.
I think you just need a balance. I think balance is the key to anything.
Right.
Right. Is not too much but of this.
I don't
not
think
too
any
much.
Relationship is perfect.
It's no. Funny. No.
You ask Riley, he's like, we're perfect. I'm like, no, honey.
I'm like, yeah. Denial is one hell of a drug.
But I mean, but are we happy? Yes. It's just like, could like,
things
do we
could
all,
always be better?
Which is actually,
right?
No, that's actually kind of funny because in his eyes, he probably
no, he literally
like
thinks
perfect.
No, he, no, not me. Just like the relationship.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's like, oh no, this is like
perfect.
It's by the way, we had like the most beautiful date night last night, mm-hmm. and the words he was telling me, it was like he was like telling me his vows. Aww. It was like so gorgeous, and he's like, I'm holding back my tears. He's like, but you're everything that I thought like my wife and like who I envisioned being with would be. He's like, you are, he's like that and beyond. And like, I'm like, oh my, and like the way
did
he said it.
Did you cry?
No, but oh. It was so.
Oh, ew.
No, no.
I did.
But it was so sweet. And I felt it. And it's almost like, you know, ladies, you don't need the Valentine's Day.
No.
Or
no.
The whatever. Like
nope.
It, sometimes you got to take those moments when they give them to you because that's what it's about, you know? But it was very sweet. Yeah. So in his eyes, but I it's funny. I think that if I were to ask Tim or Ryan,
they would say the
they
same
would say,
thing.
No, we're great.
Yep.
Yes.
And it's a
because men's
and here and I'm like, we need to go to counseling. And he's like, what do you mean? Things are fine. Things are great. And I'm like, what are you? Are we living in the same house? Right, I'm right. Like, excuse me. I'm like, we right. are living two different lives. Like,
but I think that's just like, I would love to get
the male
like,
perspective.
Yes, the male perspective, or
you
just
should
to be a
have
man
them
for a
on.
Day.
You need to bring them on and get their perspective. I would be so curious.
Imagine if we could be men for a day.
That would be awesome.
Wait, what single would be the first- or married?
maybe one of each.
No, I don't want to be married.
No, who knows? Because maybe she'll just like take care of you and you'll feel like a king for a day.
The wedding, like we're going to have to, that's another.
I know. I went like, to a wedding yesterday, Natalie,
and
I was just like,
I want to know when, even I want to know.
When are you getting married?
Because
that
doing
was
this?
Epic and it was so much fun.
But I keep
weddings
thinking,
are just so much fun.
I just
fun.
Keep thinking of a destination though. I could see, I could picture.
I could see that.
I could
after
totally.
After Hawaii, a destination
oh,
sounds miserable.
That's
no, but
very
Piper
true.
Is going to be older. It's different when they're older.
But you guys have traveled with me many times. How many times do I get sick when we go
oh, that's
on a vacation?
True. Something always happens to you.
Always.
You're right. You're right. You're right. That's true.
Ideally, I would have loved that. But I feel like it's just not.
Don't.
No.
Unless you went for like 2 months.
And I really got acclimated. I was in Hawaii
then,
for a month.
That's true. And it was
still
bad.
It was
still
terrible. And it was Hawaii.
And it was Hawaii.
It wasn't even
if
like
you couldn't
out
make
of,
Hawaii work after a month.
No.
I think that's true.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to get. I don't think we'll get married before baby number two.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think we would have number,
after
two,
number two
and then do it.
Oh, you'll have. Oh, why am I thinking a boy?
I know.
Because I just thought of your ring bearer. And I was about to say,
well,
I could picture your ring bearer.
So I actually did see a psychic. Jackie was with me. And she said, she called it like Jackie was having a boy.
Right.
But Jackie doesn't want any more kids. So unless she has
yes,
an oopsie, maybe it's my boy.
Well, and then, well, the psychic wasn't too sure, like, who. I mean, it came up when she was talking to me, but was like, are one of you guys, like, trying to have a baby?
Yeah. It came up for both of us. That's, we normally don't go at the same time, but
right.
We were doing, like, this whole reading and whatnot, and, which we love our psychics. All of us have been going to psychics for such a long time.
Is that
time.
A bad thing to confess
maybe.
To?
Why? No.
No. Some people are just not about it.
Yeah.
And it's just not for them and they don't believe in it.
Like
and
our mom. Like she's just like,
my
no.
mom hates that stuff.
Right.
And we love it.
Okay, I love okay, it. So I almost take it as I already know But when they say it, they're just reconfirming what I already knew.
But haven't you noticed every time we go to a psychic, it's because we want an answer to something. It's because we're seeking something.
That's or
it's
true.
I look
for confirmation.
I'm at a crossroad, and it's just like, and I need confirmation because this is what my gut's telling me, and exactly. I need to know if I need to follow my gut or not.
Always follow your gut.
But the worst part is when they tell you something and then you can't stop thinking about it. That's where they get you, and that's where it's.
Well, no, it depends on how you think about it. Think of it as a warning, right?
No, I know.
So instead, you have to think of it as like you get a second chance, right? Like you can change your destiny. You can decide today whether you're going to make that decision or not. It's up to you. So
it's just
think
a point of time. They see it just right now. If you continue down this path, like this is what this I is see what, for right, you. But right. you can always change it.
Of course.
Yeah.
And like, you can decide today, hey, I'm going to choose this over this. Right. You can do that.
And they'll tell you, like, if you walk out of this room right now and you walked in front of a car, you'll get hit by the car. Like you are deciding. You are deciding every
every decision.
Point of your future. But as of right now, this is what I see.
Right.
So I think that we have gotten probably better though at not taking it so literally.
Get working on this boy, man.
What?
Ooh.
Come on.
Well, after those romantic words last night, I'm sure there was a little
I think we're gonna wait. We're gonna wait.
Well, how much longer though? Because Piper's getting older and she's feisty. So she's
she needs her partner in crime.
And so if you're pregnant 9 months,
but I gotta do it right.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
When it's right for me.
Okay.
And not what I think she is gonna be best. Not that it's what's gonna be best for her, because honestly, who even knows what that if it is best for her or not.
Right, right.
She has so many cousins. I just feel like I want to be in a place where like I didn't do the wedding or the engagement right. And I didn't do the getting pregnant the first time right. And I feel like I've screwed, not I didn't screw it up, but I did. Like,
well, no, no, no. You just didn't do it according to the normal, in quotes,
but like even for me,
you know, timeline.
Like I want to be like jumping for joy. When I get a positive pregnancy test and not like, fuck.
No, I think no matter what, you're going to be like, no, oh shit, I'm pregnant.
You're going to be excited. I want to try. I want to say, okay, we're trying.
Right. Okay.
That makes sense.
Well, I love that.
Like, I gotta have at least that.
Yeah, well, you'll have, unless you get pregnant the first month. Right. You'll be like, I tried and it happened and it's pregnant and I'm pregnant.
And I'm pregnant. Okay, before you guys leave, let's play a little game.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Jackie first. Most embarrassing moment.
When a door swung, hit me in my mouth, and I chipped my tooth, and I looked like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. That was the best. I laughed for months, years. If I see that picture, I still laugh. That was the best thing that I've ever seen in my life.
Jessica, same question, go.
Well, I feel like I have a lot of embarrassing stories.
Give me one.
Do you remember when I fell for the scam? No, I'm so, I have to say, I'm really smart. I am. But the fact that it was like a Nigerian prince kind of story. And it's like, so the way I'm going to say is I helped to support
the scammer.
I helped to support their family and they're now eating food and their family, they have lights on and I paid for their
house. Here's the quick rundown. Jessica gets a call. She's working and she gets a call that something got, or that your Apple,
something got hacked.
It was like your iCloud or your, your Apple ID
or
something.
And it turned into her running to the store to buy a gift.
I'm so mortified. I'm going to go get more champagne. I got to get up. I have to walk away. Like I said, I'm very smart and I know I'm going to be judged.
Hold on. Okay. So then they're like, you need to go to a Walmart and buy a
prepaid.
It was a prepaid card, and deposit how much money?
I'm only gonna say I confirm or deny. That's it. That's how. This is how my story is gonna go.
Or plead the fifth.
Or
okay. So you, I think you. How much did you give him on that at the Walmart? 500 or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Confirm.
Confirm. and then they were like, okay, now you need to go to a Home Depot.
And
no, right? Okay, no, tell me.
Because then I bought a second one for $500.
And what were they telling you on the phone?
By the way,
wasn't it like two people on the phone that were like, "Don't hang up. You need to do this.
Oh, and yes. I mean, it's a long, yeah. So okay, the whole time they're explaining, you know, like just, we're gonna deposit the money back in your account. That sounds so
shady. You guys, if you ever get one of these calls and aren't as savvy as my sister, just know. Just know.
I know. And then I call Ryan. I'm like, Ryan. And then he's like, what the? He was like, put them on the phone. And I was, at that point, I was raging because I had spent over an hour now with the boss's boss, you know, like,
or so you thought.
No, in the office. So I booked it. Left the office, went over to Walmart, right? So there I'm in the parking lot
talking to these people.
And I'm freaking out because I've got meetings to go attend and I'm trying to solve this. It was the worst day of my life. And now I've shared it with like everybody. So many people, like bottom.
It happens though. People have fallen for that shit. So the moral of the story,
I screen all my calls.
It's okay. I got bamboozled in Spain, like in Barcelona, like those street people with like the cards.
Oh, you're trying to equate that just with my story?
Yeah,
thank you. That was sweet.
I think I ended up like losing like $100.
Yeah, you would.
Sorry.
So you need $900 more.
So you lost $1,000.
We lost $1,000.
And the bank would not reimburse because they're like, you're an idiot.
You fell.
Yeah, you fell for it.
I did. Again. I can't believe I just admitted that. And I can't believe I did say it was an open book, so I don't want to be a hypocrite. So yes. Now everybody knows you can hang
you can call Jessica and she'll give $1,000. Yeah.
Just give her a really good story. No, I learned my lesson. Heck no. No. No.
Okay.
And I'll never forget telling Natalie, and she put Riley on. And no, it was the most.
I pissed my pants.
Oh, no, I know. And no, I remember. We all did. I remember. And then Natalie was like crying. Riley was like worried. And then you're like, let me put it on speaker. Start from the beginning. And then I had to repeat it again. And it was like, and it got worse and worse every single time I had to repeat it. It was like, I wanted to die. I did. But it's okay. So that was funniest. My low, but now I have a lot of highs. So what did I learn from that?
That's don't so be funny. Stupid.
Don't be stupid.
Natalie, what is your most embarrassing?
This is not, the game is not about me.
Absolutely. Oh,
I'll tell you.
Okay.
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 So when Natalie was out one night in Newport, was it at night or was it brunch? I think it was brunch. And then it turned into a night.
Yes. She went for like Sunday brunch.
I hate both of you. So Miss Pipi Cuckoo Natalie was wearing her little brunch outfit, right? High heels. And so she starts running running?
It was like...
Did you trip?
No, it was like 3 hours of bottomless mimosas in Newport Beach. This was years ago. And I was with my best friend at the time. It was like a group of us.
Yeah.
And yes, I may have been running down the wobbly street.
Just say confirm or deny. Just say our story is right. So you were running.
You ate it.
And
ate shit.
Face first into the concrete.
Yes.
And busted your lip.
Yes.
So big. I think I have a picture of this.
Yes.
By the way, I still laugh about that one too. The same with your chipped tooth. I still think of your face. And that was...
I have a picture. And my best friend, literally, we were on this corner in Newport Beach. And he bangs on this random person's door.
Yeah.
Because yes. I am now
bleeding.
Gushing.
I may have been a little bit intoxicated. No. And this woman takes us into her house and puts me on a bed while like they get ice.
A stranger.
And all of a sudden, my best friend Daniel was like,
we need to get out of, I think it like hit him. We were in a and he's like, Natalie, you need to get up. We're in someone's house. And so we literally, he like gets me up, takes my shoes off, and we just ran out of the house. Oh my God, what a disaster.
And then he's calling me going, Jackie, you need to come save us. Oh. And I was like, what are you talking about,
Daniel?
And then
he sends you a picture of her face, and we're like, no, and then, where are you?
Yeah, and like, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
And here I am running to Newport, and I am, oh, and then he didn't even give me directions. It was like, I'm in Newport. So I'm literally going like up and down streets trying to find you. I found you.
I don't know how you did.
I don't either.
And you were still pretty intoxicated, right?
Oh, yeah. And then...
No, me, not Jackie.
You, no, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you were still intoxicated. So you have a bus, and you're like, wait, does it look bad?
Oh, and then... and then I'm trying to drive. I was like, how bad is it?
No, and then like, you kept telling me to stop. Like, I was driving, and you literally, like, the car, you, like, put it in, like, reverse or something.
No, yes. Natalie.
And she was like, I don't want to go. And I'm like, Natalie, your lip is busted. And she's like, I don't care. Oh,
on that note, why did I even start this game? I love you guys so much.
I love you.
We
love you.
Have so many wonderful memories together.
Sure,
I hope you guys come back, or maybe not.
Because I don't know if I'll ever be invited.
You know too much.
Yeah.
I can never be back.
Exactly. You guys know way too much. So
awesome.
Cheers.
Thank you.
This
was so much fun.
I love you guys.
I'll see you guys soon. Like right now, like after the after hours.
Bye.
We'll keep drinking.
Bye. Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I always love hearing these shows back. It makes me laugh so hard every time. And that's that I talk to these girls every single day, about 5 times a day. But love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for having patience with me. I will see you guys next week. Remember, stay humble and stay hungry.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.